We've seen the problems in education and justice, but there's a deeper crisis. Most people don't even understand what AI is doing in their lives. Yesterday, I watched my neighbor frantically clicking accept on terms she couldn't comprehend just to use her new smart TV.
The obfuscation is intentional, Alex. I've been analyzing the language these companies use. It's designed to confuse. Machine learning optimization instead of we're tracking your behavior. Personalization engine instead of manipulation algorithm.
In my media literacy workshops, I ask people to explain what happens when they scroll social media. Most think they're just seeing random posts from friends. They have no idea there's an AI deciding what they see, shaping their reality.
That's exactly what I'm investigating. How did we get to a point where the systems controlling our daily lives are completely opaque to us?
Come to any public library and watch people struggle with basic digital services. Yesterday, an elderly man couldn't understand why he kept getting rejected for benefits. Turns out an AI was scoring his application, but the rejection letter just said criteria not met.
I've been trying to translate AI concepts for readers for years. The challenge isn't just technical complexity. It's that companies actively hide how these systems work. They call it proprietary algorithms, but it's really just keeping people in the dark.
You young folks think this is just about understanding technology. It's about power. When I can't understand why my insurance claim was denied by an automated system, that's not a literacy problem. That's a democracy problem. Patricia's right. We're not talking about people needing to code. We're talking about citizens understanding the systems that judge them. Workers knowing why they were fired by an algorithm. Patients comprehending how AI diagnosed them.
Let's break this down systematically. Miguel, in your media literacy work, what's the first thing people need to understand?
That their feed is not neutral. I start with a simple exercise. Have them search for the same term on different devices. When they see completely different results, the light bulb goes on. Oh, it knows things about me.
But even that revelation isn't enough. Last week, I interviewed a woman whose loan application was denied. The bank said the algorithm determined your high risk. When she asked why, they said they didn't know. The AI doesn't explain its decisions.
This is what I see every day. People come in defeated, not angry. They think they're too stupid to understand, when really the system is designed to be incomprehensible. I've started running AI demystified sessions, but where do you even begin?
You begin with patterns, not tools. Help people recognize when AI is present. That autocomplete in your text? AI. That you might also like suggestion? AI. The route your delivery driver takes? AI. Once they see the pattern, they can start asking questions. My grandchildren laugh when I call it the computer deciding things, but at least I know something's deciding. Most people don't even realize there's a decision being made.
I've been documenting these hidden decision points. Credit scores updated in real time based on your browsing behavior. Job applications filtered out before any human sees them. Insurance premiums adjusted based on your grocery purchases.
The media literacy framework helps here. We teach people to ask, who benefits from this? Who made this choice? What data went into it? But with AI, those questions hit walls. Proprietary, trade secret, complex modeling.
I've started using analogies that stick. I tell people, AI is like a chef who won't share the recipe. You're eating the food, it's affecting your body, but you're not allowed to know the ingredients.
That's good, but people need more than metaphors. Yesterday, a man came in because his work schedule kept changing. The app just told him when to show up, no pattern he could plan around. His whole life disrupted by an optimization algorithm.
This is where critical pedagogy comes in. We need to help people move from confusion to analysis. Not how does AI work, but what is AI doing to me? And more importantly, who decided it should work this way? In our senior center, we started a group called Algorithm Anonymous. We share stories of weird tech experiences. Once people realize they're not alone, they get angry instead of ashamed. That's when real learning begins.
The anger is justified. I've uncovered internal documents where companies explicitly discuss keeping algorithms opaque to prevent pushback. They know transparency would lead to resistance.
It's like teaching media literacy in the age of propaganda. You can't just teach technical skills. You have to teach skepticism, critical thinking, power analysis.
But here's the challenge. The moment you start explaining AI critically, you're labeled as anti-technology or fearmonger. I've had editors kill stories because they were too negative about innovation.
Meanwhile, real people suffer real consequences. A mother last week couldn't understand why her child's school used AI to flag him as at risk. The system analyzed his library checkouts, lunch purchases, attendance patterns. She had no idea this surveillance was happening.
This is why we need literacy frameworks that start with human rights, not technical features. People have a right to understand systems that make decisions about them. That's not anti-technology, it's pro-democracy. When I was young, if a bank denied you a loan, you could ask the banker why. Now it's the computer says no, and that's supposed to be the end of it. We've given up our right to explanation.
The frameworks I'm seeing in international documents talk about AI literacy, like it's about using ChatGPT effectively. They're missing the point entirely. It's not about using AI, it's about understanding when AI is using you.
Exactly. Media literacy evolved from how to read newspapers to how to recognize manipulation. AI literacy needs the same evolution from how to prompt to how to resist.
I've started writing a series called AI Translator. Each week, I take one opaque system and break down what it's really doing. Last week, how streaming services use AI to keep you watching. The emails I get are heartbreaking, people feeling betrayed by technology they trusted.
We need those translations in every language, at every reading level. The digital divide isn't just about access anymore, it's about comprehension. Even people with smartphones don't understand the AI inside them.
Let's talk solutions. I've been developing a framework called AI interrogation. 5 questions anyone can ask. What is being decided? Who benefits? What data is used? Can I opt out? Who do I complain to? Make it 3 questions. 5 is too many when you're frustrated and confused. I tell my group, is a computer making a choice about you? Can you change that choice? Who's responsible when it's wrong?
The responsibility question is crucial. Companies love AI because it diffuses accountability. The algorithm did, it becomes the ultimate excuse.
In media literacy, we teach about manufactured consent. With AI, it's manufactured confusion. The complexity isn't inherent, it's created to prevent understanding and resistance.
I interviewed a computer scientist who said most AI systems could be explained in plain language if companies wanted to. The math might be complex, but the logic usually isn't. We look at your past purchases to guess your future ones. That's it.
But they wrap it in mystique. Neural networks, deep learning. Artificial intelligence itself is a marketing term designed to impress and intimidate.
This is why starting with concepts, not tools, is crucial. Before teaching anyone about specific AI systems, help them understand data collection, pattern matching, probability. Build the mental models first. My grandson tried to explain machine learning with fancy diagrams. I said, it's like teaching a dog tricks, right? You show it examples until it learns the pattern. He was shocked I understood. The concepts aren't hard. The language is.
The language barrier is real. I've been collecting AI literacy materials in different languages. The quality varies wildly. Some languages don't even have good translations for basic AI terms.
And cultural context matters. In my community, people understand AI through the lens of surveillance because that's their experience with technology. Cameras, monitoring, control. You can't separate AI literacy from lived experience.
The guides I've seen assume a level of trust in technology that many communities justifiably don't have. You can't teach AI literacy without acknowledging the harm these systems have already done.
Every day I help people navigate systems designed to exclude them. Digital literacy used to mean using email. Now it means understanding why the job site's AI rejected your resume before anyone read it.
We need tiers of literacy. Basic, recognizing when AI is present. Intermediate, understanding how it might be affecting you. Advanced, knowing how to challenge and change these systems. Don't forget the wisdom tier, knowing when to refuse to engage with AI at all. Sometimes the most literate choice is to demand a human.
That's a crucial point. AI literacy isn't about accepting these systems. It's about making informed choices about when and how to interact with them.
Like, media literacy isn't about avoiding all media. It's about conscious consumption. AI literacy means conscious interaction with automated systems.
But people need alternatives. When every service uses AI, opting out isn't always possible. That's not a literacy problem. It's a policy problem.
True. A woman yesterday needed unemployment benefits. The only way to apply was through an AI chat system that kept misunderstanding her. She's perfectly literate. The system is broken.
This is why our frameworks need to include collective action, not just individual understanding. AI literacy must include knowing how to organize for better systems. In our group, we write letters together. When five of us had the same problem with an AI system, we complained as a group. Suddenly, the company found a human to talk to us.
The investigation I'm working on shows that companies fear organized resistance to their AI systems. They prefer users to feel isolated in their confusion.
That's why community-based AI literacy matters. Learning together, sharing experiences, building collective understanding and power.
I've seen this work. A neighborhood group figured out their food delivery drivers were being routed through dangerous areas by AI. They documented it, organized, and forced changes.
Libraries could be centers for this kind of organizing. We're trusted, accessible, and already teaching digital skills. Add AI literacy and advocacy. Powerful combination.
But we need materials that respect people's intelligence while acknowledging the deliberate confusion they face. Not AI for dummies, but AI decoded by people who respect you. And stories. People remember stories. When I tell about the time AI denied my medication refill because it decided I was non-compliant, everyone understands the stakes.
The human impact gets lost in technical discussions. Every algorithmic decision affects real life. Housing, healthcare, freedom, that's what literacy materials should center.
Media literacy breakthrough came when we stopped focusing on technology and started focusing on power. AI literacy needs the same shift.
My most popular articles aren't about how AI works. They're about what AI does to people. The loan denials, the job rejections, the surveillance, that's what readers need to understand.
And we need to celebrate resistance. When that group got their food delivery routes changed, that's AI literacy in action, understanding leading to change.
Traditional literacy meant reading and writing. Digital literacy meant using computers. AI literacy means understanding and challenging automated power. Make sure the frameworks include wisdom from those who've lived through other technological changes. We've seen promises before. We know to ask who benefits.
As I conclude this investigation, it's clear that AI literacy isn't about making people comfortable with these systems. It's about making them capable of questioning them.
The goal isn't everyone understanding neural networks. It's everyone recognizing when they're subject to automated decisions and knowing they have rights.
And knowing those rights are worth fighting for. Every story I write aims to move people from confusion to clarity to action.
Tomorrow, I'm starting a new program. Decode your digital life. Not teaching AI, but teaching people to see the AI already controlling their world.
That's the shift we need. From AI as abstract concept to AI as daily reality that can be understood, questioned, and changed. My message to anyone feeling stupid about not understanding AI, you're not stupid. They're keeping secrets. Once you know that, you can start fighting back.
The patterns we've uncovered today show a clear path forward. Start with recognition. Build understanding, enable resistance. AI literacy as liberation, not accommodation.
Next week in my workshop, I'm throwing out the technical guides. We're starting with one question. What mysterious decisions have computers made about your life this week?
That's my next article headline, Stealing It With Credit. This is how we build understanding, sharing questions, not pretending to have all the answers.
The conversation today reminded me why this work matters. It's not about the technology. It's about the people navigating systems designed to exclude them.
AI literacy is a human right. The right to understand systems that judge you, sort you, decide your opportunities. That's the framework we need to build on. And remember, every person who understands is one less person who can be exploited. That's why they keep it complicated. That's why we keep teaching.
The investigation continues next week, but today's pattern is clear. The crisis isn't that people don't understand AI. It's that AI is designed not to be understood. Once we name that problem, we can start solving it.